Isaiah chapter 26. On that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He will provide salvation like walls and fortifications. Open the gates and let a righteous nation enter, one which keeps to what is faithful. You will keep him in deep peace whose thoughts are to rely on you, for it is in you that he trusts. Trust in the Lord in all perpetuity, for the rock of the ages is found in the Lord, the Lord. For he brings down those who dwell in a high place, in a town at high elevation. He will raise it, he will raise it to the ground, he will bring it to the dust. A foot, the feet of the poor, will trample on it, as will the steps of the needy. The way of the righteous is straight. You make the path of the righteous straight and level. Indeed, O Lord, we have waited for you in the way of your judgments. The longing of our inner being is for your name and for remembrance of you. My inner being longs for you at night. My spirit also inside me seeks you at dawn. For when your judgments are given on the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Although the wicked man may be shown favour, he does not learn righteousness. In an upright land he acts iniquitously, and he will not see the majesty of the Lord. O Lord, your hand is high. They do not see it, but they will see the zeal of the people, and be ashamed. Indeed, fire will consume your adversaries. O Lord, you arrange peace for us, for you are even the one at work in all our deeds for us. O Lord our God, various masters other than you have had dominion over us, but yours is the only name that we make mention of. They are dead, they shall not live, the Rephaim shall not rise, seeing how you have visited them and destroyed them, and have obliterated all memory of them. You have enlarged the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have extended all the boundaries of the land. In distress they appealed to you, O Lord. They poured out whispering when they were receiving your discipline. As a pregnant woman who is about to give birth, who writhes and shouts in her birth pangs, so were we before you, O Lord. We have conceived. We have been through birth pangs. But it is as if we have given birth to wind, not to salvation which we were to bring to the earth, nor did any inhabitants of the earth come out of the womb. Your dead and my dead body will live and rise. Awake and sing for joy, you who lie in the dust, for your dew is resplendent dew, but the earth will bring down the Rephaim. Go, my people, enter your rooms, close your doors after you, hide for a very little while until the indignation has passed. For behold, the Lord is about to come out of his place, to requite the iniquity of the inhabitants of the land, and the earth will reveal its blood, and it will no longer cover up those killed which it holds.